We don't, but I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm special guest Eric.
And I'm special guest John.
And these are some of the sodas we
drink.
I think we made that same joke last year.
Oh, we've made it several times, Brian.
These are some of the sodas we bought.
Because sometimes we have another flavor of Busta. And this time, it doesn't even pretend to be a flavor. It's Green Crush, and that could be anything.
It's Green Apple, isn't it?
I wanted to try it with Green Flash, but we decided that that would just end us.
We don't know.
It could be like Crush Orange Soda, but green.
And Brian, just on that last note, with this quality podcast, we can't afford to throw away good material.
At no point on this entire bottle does it say what this is actually supposed to be.
Well, then let's drink it.
It's going to taste like green.
Let's put it in our bodies.
Oh, God. Oh, normally that would sound great, but right now I just get felt sick to my stomach.
We should just knock both of the Bustas out this episode, I think.
Double Busta.
We will really sucre lose at
that
point.
Look at that green.
Oh, man. It turns bluish when you put it in the glass.
I think that's just because
the room is bluish.
Yeah.
They call me Double Busta.
I'm just going to take a crunch.
That's... Oh. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, that smells like a cross between Big Red and
Throw this
Red
into the
Bull,
audience.
Which...
Red Bull shit, man.
No, it's a mixture between Red Bull and Red Vines.
It smells sort of bubblegummy.
Mm, there is no head on this, or any bubbles.
I got a lot of bubbles.
I got a lot of bubbles.
Oh my God.
I have not a single bubble.
After we in the audience have taken our fill, we still have about half the bottle left.
Yep.
Bill's We're going to need a really big sludge cup.
That's
the sludge cup. We'll just use the bottle. Yeah. It'll probably improve the flavor of the beverage in it.
It's Red Bull and Red Vines.
I get sort of a bubblegum.
Yeah.
It's like there's a bubblegum soda.
Yeah, there's bubblegum in there.
I forget what that's called. It's like a Spanish bubblegum soda. It smells like
that. Sorrow.
We
ready?
And regret.
Nope.
We ready? Let's be ready.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, it's bubblegum and green.
Yep.
Yeah, that is green and bubblegum and sucralose.
That is some bubblegum you dropped in some lung clippings.
It's really not as bad as the previous day's one, I don't
think. Yeah, no. I was going
to say. My eyes are tearing up just a little bit, but no, it's not as bad.
By no stretch of the imagination is it good, but it's really not that bad.
No, I'm not even getting the sucralose bad taste.
I'm getting a little bit of the sucralose.
Oh, I am.
Especially in the aftertaste. The rest of the flavor does hide the sucralose well throughout most of it. If this didn't have sucralose in it, I would actually enjoy it.
That'd probably be a very good soda.
Like, it does have that bubblegum flavor.
Very, very, very good.
No.
You can enjoy it. I wouldn't say it would be good.
150.
I like the cream sodas and the kind of, every once in a while I'll go for like a Big Red. This actually tastes really similar to the sister soda, Big Blue, which has more of that bubblegummy flavor.
I don't like either of the sodas.
I cannot think of the brand of soda that I'm. This reminds me of.
Sucralose just kills it.
My friend had a beat cop dad in like the Hispanic area of Chicago.
Beat cop, don't mind if I do.
And he would always go to like this Mexican grocery store and get bubblegum flavored soda, and this tastes a lot like that. It had a weird name, and I don't remember what that weird name was.
You guys up to?
We're soda casting. Would you like some? We have some left. Of the Busta Green Crush. That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, grab a shot glass. Yeah, you're an audience. Hello.
Sweet. Hey.
I don't want to keep this short.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to give Busta any more airtime. All
right. Pleasantly disgusted?
Yeah, that's a good...
40.
It's like a peep show in a bottle. I'll give it a 30.
There you go.
I'm going to go with maybe a 45 because of the associated childhood memories.
Of a peep show?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he was talking about the bubblegum soda.
The bubblegum thing.
Don't you ruin this for me, Brian.
Also the peep show.
I really want to like this, but they added things that make it not pleasant.
Those things are not that they're pretty subtle, though. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, thank God that's over, 35.
Wow, okay. So we got 30, 35, 40, and 45. Good job, everybody.
Even spread, easy to average.
Okay, apparently that turned into 130 plus 132.25, so I guess that's what Brian scored it.
Way to job.
Let's try this again.
So you had 30, 35, 40, and 45?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, what, 30...
I
think it'll be 37
7.5.
I would like to note that... I think all of us actually finished this one, which did not happen with the previous Busta.
Yeah.
I've finished everything I've been given.
Yeah, well...
As have I, asshole.
Because Bob tricked me into...
signing pledging. A pledge.
I didn't sign shit. It's on air.
You put blood...
Yeah, so we gave it an average of 37.5, which I probably should have known.
Yeah, maths.
So don't drink it.
Are we just cranking open the next one and doing it?
Yeah, let's do banana on the same episode since we're kind of short.
Does anybody want to be our assistant and wash our glasses for us? Since we don't have Liz.
Thank you, thanks, new Liz. Dick.
Keep track of which one's mine because I'm a little sniffly.
Okay.
It's generally easier just to go with.
Yeah, at this point, I'm not worried about contamination.
Yeah, Busta's pretty contaminated already.
What if banana is just absolutely bananas?
Super lows. Yeah.
Super bananas.
I've actually already had this one.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Don't poison the well.
David, how did that happen?
Don't taint.
Why?
Don't taint it. Yeah.
David is a raging alcoholic. And he'll just drink whatever you put in front of him.
Soda-holic.
So we just kind of snuck one of those in there.
Yeah.
Gave him a busted nanner. Yeah.
Busted nanner.
I wasn't with you guys in St. Martin. Thought I'd have a soda with lunch.
Banana soda.
Yeah, I'll share my thoughts later on in the...
Okay. Sure. That'll be fine.
Thank you.
All right, so this next one is another Busta, and it
banana
flavored, which I'm going to just go ahead and say if...
We can take the sludge bottle over here.
Yeah. If this tastes anything like a banana Laffy Taffy, I may score it over a 50.
The Laffy Taffy.
Let's see how it sounds.
I don't want to drink this at
all. Are we just doing this side to side since we didn't do another intro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we're only like 6 minutes in.
This is the Busta episode.
That smells like banana Laffy Taffy. I am prepared to be disappointed.
There's only one banana flavor. It's probably made from insects.
Yeah.
This.
I love insect banana flavor.
This is some of the sodas we like.
Okay, to reiterate for the uninitiated.
Yes. You should always be prepared to be disappointed.
It's the brand of soda.
Oh, what did I do?
The boat?
Why did you pour
much
milk?
This is like a generic...
drink all of it.
Generic island soda brand named Busta. Yeah.
Let's wait for John.
This is the Busta banana flavor.
This is from all of the islands in the area, pretty much?
Yeah, St. Thomas and St. Martin.
Because we can't really get anything off that.
What a treat.
Yeah.
All
right. This has been a yearly thing. It's a lot of fun to do.
That smells like fake bananas.
It's a real weird color, too.
It smells like bugs.
Yep, that smells like insects. It's great. Has a nice, deep orange color that looks nothing banana-related whatsoever.
All right.
Mine is, again, incredibly fizzy. Bill's has no bubbles whatsoever.
Yeah, not
this
a single
time,
one.
This time I got no bubbles.
Yeah.
So
I think that's just because Eric's was poured first.
Yep. I get all
the
bubbles.
Bubbles were at the top.
All right.
The bubbles float
down.
The bubbles!
Once more into the breach.
Down the hatch.
That is not bananas.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
That is...
There's bananas in there, but there's something else going on.
You definitely almost got your wish for the banana Laffy Taffy, because this tastes like the wrapper.
If you were to just slice it up and eat the thing whole...
Yeah. Or you just chew the whole thing.
Yeah.
Someone's like, Eric, you're not supposed to do that. That's a wrapper on there. Oh.
Just dead stare at somebody, just...
Eat the whole Laffy Taffy.
Do not blink.
Something in the back of my mind tells me I have done that before.
I am confident that Bob's done that before. I'm pretty sure I have, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going in the sludge cup.
Before you do that, let's look at how disgusting it is.
That's a color that nothing should be. Wait.
Yeah, I kind of want to have some.
I'm going to have some sludge cup.
Hit me.
Are we going to rate the sludge cup, too?
That smells atrocious.
Yeah, it does.
That is.
All right, I'm gonna
stop putting things on the recording table.
I'm going to take a fresh glass. I gotta try.
This smells just like. It smells like poor decisions.
Oh God.
Oh, that is just vile.
Oh my God.
Would anybody else like some sunscreen?
There's no backwash in it yet.
Why? Why?
That tastes.
Why?
That tastes.
I'm so glad that John and I had the same idea at the same time.
This tastes sweeter than both of them tasted.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They combined to be the sweetest drink I've ever consumed.
I don't want to do this.
I stand by my. I have had.
Oh, God.
I have had 3 sodas today, and I would rate them all a 35.
I can feel it in me.
Sludge cup.
This cup is how your stomach is tasting right now.
These are some of the sludge cups we like.
Anyway, so we have to review banana first.
Oh, let's not make that a thing ever again. Oh, that is just.
I still just give banana a 30.
I'm going 35. That was not very good.
So, this one to me, like going with the disappointing movie reference, is like the Green Hornet.
590.
What are you
doing?
Are you multiplying, Bill?
Maybe.
So the Green Hornet with the Seth Rogen. I knew it was going to be bad, but nothing prepared me for how bad it was. Yeah. I'm going to give this a 27.
I think
4.
I think Seth Rogen is the title of one of the Disney Star Wars movies they're making.
Oh man, I'd watch that. Why didn't any of us make Seth Rogen on PNN? Brian, these 35?
35.
Because we had a name for Star Wars. We had a name Seth convention. Rogen.
Man, that would have been great. Damn it.
You may have to go back and make that character
So Old Republic. We give Banana a 31.
Yeah, that's what it deserves.
Surprisingly worse than Green Crush. I didn't see that coming.
Not as good as Sludge Cup.
No, the Sludge Cup was the worst of the three to me.
Yeah.
That was foul. And it smelled like poor decisions.
Yeah, that would be in the teens, Sludge Cup, easily.
Drink it.
So.
13. I need Sludge Cup, because I'm not finishing this.
This is going to be a mess. Don't pour it over your pants.
Yeah,
pour it over the carpet.
Man, already.
He spills some on his pants. He smells like that for the rest of the day.
He's got a sludge cup
that
smell,
would be
that
a
man.
Fate worse than death.
So, shall we bite the bullet and
stop
the way?
No. The theme
episode. Corbett might want to drink that.
We're going
to
do another.
Corbett might think he wants to drink that.
That's true.
Same Let's not forget Scrimshaw with Power Malt. Yeah. And now he will never do this with us again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I think his answer when we asked him was screw you guys.
But we should
wrap
up.
It's just like, oh, no.
The Bustas.
No, I don't think I'll have time.
Yeah. So, that was the Bustas. If you see them in any market, anywhere, do not buy them.
In fact, ask to speak with a manager
do
and see if you can get them
engage.
Pulled from the shelf.
Yeah.
So, see you later, Zitabels.